Hello everyone, this is Amin Parker. Now, I haven't really talked about my dreams too much in a while, but last night's dream was very interesting. So I'm going to talk about that. So in my dream, I was inside of some type of mall, okay? And in this dream, I was flying inside of the mall. I don't know, but I had to be on one of the top floors inside of the mall. And I wanted to get out the mall, and the exit was somewhere far, far down on the first level. And I had to be up on what, maybe the sixth level? So I was running through the sixth level. I jumped. I tried to fly, and I did. So I jumped from the sixth level down to the fifth, all the way down. I kept floating and floating and flying and floating. Then I think I made it to the maybe like the second level, and I landed on a table with a bunch of people sitting at the table. And for some reason, the people wasn't shocked or blown away, but they just looked stunned. But in the dream, people didn't act like they do in real life when they see somebody jump or fly, which we never see that a person jump from one level to the next level. It just doesn't happen like that in the real world because a person won't survive that far of a jump. But after I landed on the table and disrupted their meeting, you know, I just ran from that location and I just kept running through the second level until I found another opening that allowed me to jump down from that balcony all the way down to the first level. And I was running towards the exit. But at the exit door, it was a revolving door. It wasn't working. The door wasn't working, so there was a bunch of people trying to fix the door, like a bunch of mechanics, people that work in the gallery. And I couldn't go through the revolving door. And as they were working on the door, I tried to, you know, put my hand on the glass to let me go through the window. But the glass window was up a little bit from the revolving door, somewhat upward. And I would have to float up above the revolving door where the glass window is so I could put my hand on the window so I can go through the glass so I could go outside. This is all part of my powers in the dream world, where I can fly and go through walls and so forth. So this was just a bunch of people trying to fix the door, and I'm not sure if they actually wanted me in the way, but for some reason in the dream world, they didn't put up a big fight about keeping me away from that area so they can fix the door. So since they didn't put up a big fight, I just lingered around that area, and then I levitated. I jumped in the air a little bit and levitated. I flew up to the top of the revolving door. All those people saw me do that too. And in the dream world, I was doing all this stuff in public. You see, in the dream world, I didn't know I was dreaming. I thought it was real life. And I was a little bit, you know, proud of myself for illustrating my powers in public without fear. So what happened was I put my hand on the glass window so that I can go through the window and be outside. Now, this was a very thick glass. Very thick. Thicker than I normally find myself going through. But I tried anyway. But it was so many people looking that I was getting a little bit distracted. Because when I go through walls in the dream world, I do have to focus and concentrate. I just can't go through a wall. I focus and then I go through it. But because there were so many people around, the only part of my body that got through the window was my arm. And maybe, you know, one of my feet. And then I woke up. So at that point, I couldn't necessarily do it. Because I was being distracted in the dream world. Whew. Yeah, it's still early. And I still am a little bit sleepy. So maybe I'll try to hop back into that dream. To finish the dream. Well, that's all I got for this message. This is Amin Parker, and that was my dream last night. Until the next voice message, have a good day.